All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And now it's down to two teams in the Western Conference, with one of them that will have the opportunity to advance to the NBA Finals. Will it be the Golden State Warriors for the second consecutive year, or will it be the Oklahoma City Thunder for the first time since 2012? Now, of course, all season long, we all expected it to be the Warriors against the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference Finals, but credit to the Oklahoma City Thunder for foiling those plans, as they were able to get past the Spurs in six games. And you look at this Thunder team right now, they are playing with immense confidence heading into the Western Conference Finals. We all know about what Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook can do, but you look at the supporting group around Durant and Westbrook. You look at Steven Adams at center, and he is averaging nearly a double-double a game in the postseason. He's been spelled by Enes Kanter coming off of the bench, and I said it all along, Enes Kanter gives the Thunder a back-to-the-basket guy that can score in the post. So this combination against the Warriors is going to be vital, because you figure with a guy like Kanter on the floor, he is going to keep that Warriors defense honest. Now, for Adams and Kanter, both of them have to find a way to stay out of foul trouble. You look at Serge Ibaka, and periodically he can get, you know, a little, you know, lovable with the three-point line, staying out there and taking three-point shots. But he is best when he's roaming the paint, when he's getting putbacks from shots by both Durant and Westbrook, along with blocking shots on the defensive end. You look at Dion Waiters coming off of the bench for this club, and that's what he's about. You go back to his collegiate days at Syracuse, and he was a guy that came off the bench for Jim Boeheim there and helped to fuel their run to the Elite Eight back in 2012. But then, of course, you still have Westbrook and Durant, and I've been saying this for the past few months. Russell Westbrook is going to be the reason why the Thunder win or lose, and he was a big reason why the Thunder were able to get past the San Antonio Spurs in the last round. Now, for this postseason, he is averaging 25.5 points per game, along with nearly 11 assists and nearly 7 rebounds, and this guy is a triple-double waiting to happen. And what is going to be key for the Thunder in this series is Westbrook must find a way to not allow the Warriors to get into his head. Because Westbrook, he needs to channel all of that anger and excitement that he plays with into a positive form for the Oklahoma City Thunder. You look at the fact that the Thunder lost all three meetings with the Warriors during the regular season, and I know it's a different animal come to postseason, but there were instances in those games where Westbrook was taken out of those games by the ferocious Warriors defense. And of course, Kevin Durant, he has really bounced back from the foot injury that sidelined him for the majority of the 2014-2015 NBA season. And he is once again showing why he is one of the premier scorers in the NBA. But with that said, you look at the other time, at the other side of this tape, of the tail of the tape, and you have the defending NBA champions in the Golden State Warriors. Of course, Steph Curry, the reigning NBA MVP, has been limited by both ankle and knee injuries during the postseason. But you look at this Warriors team, they didn't win 73 games by accident in the regular season. Klay Thompson has stepped his game up. You look at Draymond Green, and he is a triple-double waiting to happen for the Warriors. You look at how Sean Livingston has stepped up in the absence of Steph Curry. And then you look at the defensive end. You have guys like Andre Iguodala and Harrison Barnes, solid perimeter defenders. And it's going to be interesting to see who is going to get the bulk of the minutes against Kevin Durant in this series, which is going to put more pressure on a guy like Westbrook to really step up and do his thing. But you also have bench players such as Maurice Spates for the Warriors, and I think this is going to be a fantastic series. You look at the head coaches and Billy Donovan, of course, in his first year for the Thunder, and he is looking to replicate what Steve Kerr did last year in his first season as a head coach of the Warriors when he led them to the NBA championship. But you look at Donovan, he is no slouch when it comes to tough situations. Of course, he led the Florida Gators to four Final Four appearances and, of course, a pair of national championships. And he was brought into Oklahoma City solely because he knows how to deal with different personalities. And that is what he has been dealing with this year with the Thunder. On the flip side for Kerr, you know, he follows in the footsteps of his mentor, Phil Jackson. He likes to sit back and he likes to let these guys coach themselves, and he gives them that opportunity and that leeway, and he treats them as men. I look at the defensive end, especially in the last 5 minutes of the game. This is where this series is going to be won. And I just look at the fact that Golden State has more perimeter defenders to throw with the likes of Westbrook and Durant, and I think that is going to be one of the deciding factors in this series. Thus, I'm going to take the Golden State Warriors in six games to advance to the NBA Finals for a second consecutive year. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.